profit or pleasure. Number two, gray hat hackers. These are hackers who may attempt to infiltrate a computer system with or without permission, but they do this not to cause damage. They aim to discover vulnerabilities in order to bring these to the owner's attention. However, no matter how noble the idea is, they may still aim to compromise a computer system without getting authorization, which is considered an illegal activity. Number three, white hat hackers. These hackers are also known as ethical hackers, and they function as experts in thwarting any attack that may compromise computer systems and security protocols. They also exploit possibilities in optimizing security and other processes in order to make computers more secure and efficient. White hat hackers are often hired by organizations to test their computer networks and connectivity in order to discover breaches and vulnerabilities. White hat hackers also make it a point to report back to the computer's authorized user all the activities and data that they collect to ensure transparency and enable him to update his device's defenses. Most ethical hackers claim that learning how to set up defenses and identify attacks is becoming increasingly relevant to society today, especially since attack tools are also becoming more accessible to aspiring malicious hackers. For this reason, the demand for ethical hackers is growing within offices as more people learn that they need to prepare for more sophisticated attacks. This book will teach you how to fight malicious attacks by learning how hacking tools and techniques work. After all,